I've got open arms to hold me when I'm lonely. I've got loving hearts to warm me like the sun. I've got tender lips that will kiss me only. I am the richest man, with money have I none.
Saturday Night Country and Australia's home of country music, of course, internationally, Radio Australia. And we are on the World Wide Web and ABC local radio around Australia. Billy Bridge is with us tonight. I've spoken to Billy socially, but not on the air for some time. I think he's been hiding somewhere, but I've got him out and about tonight. Billy Bridge, welcome back to Saturday Night Country. You haven't been deliberately hiding. You've just been sort of waiting for the right moment to release this album.
That's right, John. How are you, mate?
Good.
I've always been an advocate of that if you haven't got much to say, you should keep quiet. So I didn't have anything to say for a little while, so I just kept my head down, you know?
Get your head down and wrote a few songs and got this album together. And,
yeah, that's right.
We're going to talk about that. But you're still in Melbourne, aren't you?
Yeah, living in Melbourne and working away. As I say, I work to support my music habit and, you know, keep the family thriving. And, I enjoy Melbourne, probably more for the footy than anything else. It's starting to fire up this time of year.
Now, when was the last time, I forget how many years or how many months it is between jobs, so was the last album was what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years now, so it was. It had a bit of a good life and a few successes from it, but it's been a bit too long, I think, since that one.
So without an album, without those songs going around or you trying to get people to play your music or work your album, how hard is that for you, or I suppose for anybody else, to get work, to do those gigs without something new? Is it a catch-22 thing?
Yeah, look, it is a little difficult, but I was lucky enough to build up some pretty good relationships with some festivals and some venues and things like that, so I've never really been short of work in that respect, but yeah, it'll be good to get back on the horse somewhat this year, and you know, it looks like we'll be heading up for Gympie and a few other things, so it's going to be great.
Well, that's where I first saw you many years ago, and you got into the grand final there on a very wet night at the National Country Music Muster. It seemed like Billy Bridge had just appeared, but before that, what were you doing?
Well, it almost was just it's funny, John, because I've talked about this to a few people before, and I was a late starter, so I hadn't really done my own original stuff until that year, which was 2001, I believe, and I thought, well, how do I get my original stuff out there? And the only method of doing that at the time in Talent Quest was Talent Quests. So I had an interesting year in 2001. I won a few things and got in a few grand finals, and it sort of kicked everything off. I tend to do things in a hurry when I decide to do them, so I did a lot of stuff in a short period of time.
Now, we came into this, hearing the track off the I'm Doing Okay, which is just it's just out. It's not been around for a long time. You wrote that with a friend and a fellow artist and a close friend of yours, Rebecca Lee Nye.
I did.
She's around all over this record and duets on one of the tracks. It's a song that I'm assuming is about you and about life and perhaps that relationship with Rebecca. Am I right?
Certainly is. Yeah, and you know, the wonderful addition to our family recently too, young Harrison. And look, it doesn't matter. You never, as a musician travelling around and funding your own career, you're never a rich man. But you can look at your life and think, well, what's really wealth? And I was actually sitting in our back room just playing around with that melody, and Beck came out of the lounge room and said, look, hey, what's that you're writing? And I'm like, well, I'm not sure yet, but let's give it a go. So we churned that out really close to the actual session times for recording the album, and I just loved how it sounded and knew I had Stewie French and Michelle Rose and those guys who could make it sound like something maybe Merle Haggard might like to record.
Now, William Bridge, dear chap, you produced this album yourself.
I did.
How difficult is that then? Now, that's not a negative question. It's just when you're doing your own self-assessment, you can be your own worst enemy or just say, oh, that bit's all right, that'll do. So how do you go about it?
Yeah, I tend to be more critical of myself than most because I know what I'm capable of, I suppose. But the beauty of producing the album, it Look, I tell you, some of the nights, John, it does your head in because you're thinking so hard and so much. But it, the absolute beauty of it is that I'd written these songs and I could hear these songs how I wanted them to sound in my head. And by producing it and talking to the musicians, we got that out of my head onto the record. And that's probably one of the most rewarding things.
And what about Rebecca? Was she telling you how to do it as well?
No, no. we tend to keep out of each other's musical side. We help each other a lot, but you know, I've always opened to suggestions from everyone, and I respect Rebecca as a musician and a singer immensely. She's one of my favourite singers. So when she had a few ideas about how I was singing a few lines, she'd say so, and I took them on board.
Saturday Night Country, my very special guest tonight, just for a little while longer, is Billy Bridge. It's good to have him back with a new record. We're going to hear another track from that, and we'll get Billy back in later on in the coming months to talk some more about the record. This one, I listened to this again. We spoke about that when you wrote The Richest Man, which we heard coming into this chat, but off air I asked you about this because I hear this song that we're going to hear now as from your life, but a very strong song, a very sad song, perhaps a song that where you're revealing some innermost thoughts, or finally this could be some closure over the death of your father. Are all those ingredients in this?
Yeah, very much so. It was a time in my life, John, when I was having a lot of changes in my life and feeling pretty bad about how things were going. And I think I'd never actually been back to sit down and visit Dad's grave because I've just never felt the need to. And it was probably... We buried him in 98, and this was 2004, so it was 6 years. I hadn't really felt the need to go back and talk to him, but this day I really, really did. And I just sat there and really, as the song's written is how it happened, I sat there and started chatting to him and just bawled my eyes out and said a lot of things I probably missed out on saying before he went, you know. And it was the most therapeutic thing I've ever done in my life. I felt amazing after that. And this song's the story of that.
I went back to sit by Daddy's grave. First time that I'd been back since we said goodbye that day. And I just got to talking as I cried. Saying things I should have said. Things I kept inside. And I spent the day just talking through my tears. Saying things I should have said for years. I said sorry and I love you. I've been